So the big question is this. How are entrepreneurs like us, who didn't cheat and take on venture capital, we're spending money from our own pockets. How do we market in a way that lets us get our products and our services and the things that we believe in out to the world and yet still remain profitable? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Russell Brunson, and welcome to Marketing Secrets. What's up, everybody? This is Russell Brunson. Welcome back to the party. I'm excited to be here with you guys today. And we are going live right now on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube. I think we're all over the place. So appreciate you guys hanging out with me today. And I hope you've enjoyed this Traffic Secrets book launch that's been going on this whole week. I know a lot of you guys are in quarantine right now and you are bored out of your minds. You're trying to figure out what to do. Some of you guys are stressed out beyond all belief. I get it. Some of you guys are like, this is dumb. Why are we even worrying? And I get it as well. So there's a lot of chaos right now in the world. And the only thing we can control is our own mindset and things we're focusing on, things we're putting into our brain. And so I keep choosing to try to put my mind focusing on things that can affect, things I can change, which really is... You know, this is probably one of, if not the best personal development weeks for all of us in the world, which is exciting. So, all right, really quick, before I jump into reading some more of the book today, it's interesting. We just did our ClickFunnels meeting, and yesterday we had the highest number of people logging to ClickFunnels ever. It's like more than double what happens on a normal day, which means this is literally like the season of funnel building, okay? You guys, you're home. You got the chance right now to finally create. There's always these excuses like, oh, I can't build a funnel because of this. I'm too busy. I got this. I got blah, 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 blah. There's always like, for some reason, people always have this, we call it the manana principle. Like, oh, tomorrow, manana, tomorrow I'll do it. Okay, what I want to do, I want to suggest something for you guys right now, okay? I want you to take this manana principle most of us have, like, oh, I'll do the work tomorrow. I'll do the thing tomorrow. I'll do, like, tomorrow. I want you to do this as an exercise. It's going to be really fun, okay? What you're going to do is... The thing that you know you need to be doing that you normally put off till mañana, I want you to stop and I want you to do that today, okay? And then the stressing that you were planning on doing today, like stressing out about the coronavirus, about food, about toilet paper, about whatever you're stressing out, I want you to take that stress, and I want you to stress about it mañana. Okay, so we're just shifting. This is an easy shift, okay? We're taking the stuff right now that we're normally worried about, okay? And we're shifting it to mañana. And the stuff that we normally are going to do to mañana, like the stuff that's actually important about building our life, building our business, building our family, we're going to shift it till today. Okay, it's just shifting. The mañana principle, okay? If you guys can do that, it's going to be amazing for you, okay? Because number one, you're not going to be stressed out because you're going to be stressing like, oh, I don't have time right now. I'm busy building funnels. Tomorrow, I will worry about the stress. And then today, you can get back to work, okay? And what's cool about that, if you do it today... Okay, it's going to give you all of Friday, all today to be able to work, to be able to create, to be able to read, to be able to study, to be able to learn, whatever the thing is that you've been procrastinating, you're going to have a chance to finally do it today, okay? And all the stress that you've been like sitting on for the last week, you'll move to tomorrow and you'll be like, oh, I'll worry about it tomorrow. I could, and then ask yourself, like, will you survive today? Is your family going to be okay? You got food for today? Sweet. Worry about tomorrow? Let's get back to work. And then what's going to be cool is tomorrow, I'm going to suggest you the same thing. Move it till mañana and get back to work, okay? So there you go. There's a mañana principle in a way that will actually serve you as opposed to hurting you. But again, we had more than double as many people logging into ClickFunnels yesterday than we've ever had, okay? Which means it's the season right now. It's the season to build funnels. It's the season to build hope. Season to start preparing and building your foundation because this season is going to pass, okay? And the people who let the who aren't like frozen by fear in the season – okay, when they come out of it, they're gonna have a chance to be able to go and create and do some amazing things. So I wanna make sure you guys aren't freezing during the season of fear, okay? Worry about it tomorrow, mañana. Right now, get back to work. Focus on stuff you can control, things you can create, things you can do, because the season will end. And I don't know if it's gonna be 2 weeks from now, 2 months from now, 2 years from now, it does not matter, okay? It's gonna end, and the people who have been preparing during the season, who have been planting the seeds right now, were the ones who reap harvest. So now it's time to plant seeds. So what that means, two things. Number one, if you haven't got a Traffic Secrets book yet, go and get it. This is the seeds you need to get to be able to master traffic. Number two, this right here is FunnelFlix, okay? Now, FunnelFlix is an amazing tool. I have licensed, I think there's 2,600 videos in there, okay? All of the courses I learned from as I was learning this game, I went to all those people, and I was like, your courses were the best that I ever went through. Can I license them from you? And I paid them a small fortune. I think over $1 million so far in licensing fees because I wanted to be Netflix for entrepreneurs. So we entered the streaming wars. We launched FunnelFlix, and it's live. And right now, we have a really cool thing for this weekend. It's called FunnelFlix Premiere Week. When you go to FunnelFlix.com right now, And you put your email address in there, and you get these four videos. 1, 2, 3, 4. I think each date unlocks one, so you'll get this one immediately. The first one is Frank Kern. If you don't know who Frank Kern is, he's one of the OGs of internet marketing. We had him speak at Funnel Hacking Live. We didn't tell anybody he was coming. It was top secret. And then in the middle of we had this whole FunnelFlix presentation. We had him come down and like bang on the thing, and it opened up, and Frank came out and delivered a message. It was insanely good, and people went nuts. It was like standing ovation, screaming. It was as close to like what a rock star would feel like in our world. Is like, if you can imagine that, like imagine your biggest rock star coming out and like all the people like, flip it. That's what happened. And we captured it for you, and you can go watch that presentation right now. Well, not right now. Wait till this is over. Then watch it this weekend. And then if you like Frank's stuff, I licensed almost like 13 or 14 Frank's courses. Almost everything he's ever published is also in FunnelFlix now. So if you're a FunnelFlix member, you can geek out on Frank this weekend and get excited. It's all in there from like, anyway, all his best stuff's in there, which is exciting. So FunnelFlix.com. So this is TrafficSeekers.com. Go get your book, get the audiobooks, go start listening, getting prepared there. And then over here is FunnelFlix.com as well. So that's the game plan. All right, you guys ready? Is everything the Mañana principle in place? You've taken all your stress, your fears, you move it till tomorrow. We'll worry about it tomorrow. Today, you're focusing on planting seeds for your future. You guys cool with that? All right, if you're ready to start planting seeds for future, let's go. So what I'm going to do right now, back to the Traffic Seekers book. This has been so much fun reading this with you guys. So Traffic Seekers book. How many of you guys are pumped about getting this book? I know we've sold, 10,000 the first day. I don't know how many we're up right now, but we're selling tons of these. So I know most of you guys have got it. If you don't have for some reason, now is the time. Go to TrafficSeekers.com. Okay, so I'm going to repeat. So we've gone through a lot of stuff in the book together. If you've been watching these videos each day, the first day I talked about the preface, however you say that, all about there's a storm coming. And right now we're literally in the middle of the storm. I wrote this like a year and a half ago, this part. And it's crazy that now we're sitting in like the eye of the storm. So there you go. Like, I don't know how I could time this any better. So introduction, there's a storm coming. We talked about that. Then we talked about, we did 2 days on secret number one, which was who is your dream customer? Okay. There's a lot of stuff in this chapter. The things I talked about with you guys are figuring out, are your customers trying to move away from pain or towards pleasure? Understanding that. And we talked about the difference between the searcher and the scroller and the mindset shift and what they're doing and how we structure things differently based on who they are. That was secret number one. Okay. And figured out who is our dream customer, getting to understand them at a deep level. Then secret number two we talked about is now we know who those people are, where are they actually hiding online, where are they congregating, how can we find them? And we talked about how basically our job then, if you look at this picture here, was all about finding where in the world these people are, where are they congregating online, and then from there we got to figure out our hooks to throw in there to grab them and pull them into our funnels, which is kind of cool. All right, and then today we're still in secret number two. Today we're moving on to a concept called the Dream 100. All right, how many of you guys have heard me talk about the Dream 100 before? I've been preaching this for quite a long time, so hopefully you guys have heard me talk about this more than once. Someone's asked me to turn my camera around. I can't because I'm at home quarantined by myself, so I'm doing this by myself. I can't hold it backwards. I can get my kids to come hold it here, but then it'd be like, anyway, it'd be chaos. So, all right, so in here, first step of traffic is knowing who, like getting a deep understanding of who it is you want, like who your customers are. Number two, where are they congregating? Where are they hanging out, right? And then number three is understanding, okay, who are the people that are already congregating these people, okay? A lot of times we think that we have to go and create traffic. In fact, one of my first mentors, I've had so many great mentors over the year. One of them was a guy named Stephen Pierce. And I remember Stephen Pierce saying something at an event I was at. He said, people always think they have to create traffic. He's like, you don't have to create traffic. Traffic's already there. You just have to figure out where it's at and then you tap into it. And that was like one of those big like aha moments for me because I was trying to create traffic, right? And so when I understood that, I was like, okay, I'm not going to create traffic. I got to find where they are. And this comes back to what we talked about yesterday, which is like finding these pockets, right? What are the blogs that my dream customers read? What are the Facebook groups they're in? What are the influencers they follow? What keywords they search for on Google? What blogs what podcasts they listen to? Like, I'm trying to figure out where are these pockets of customers, right? So we gotta understand that. And so that's the first step. So then the second step in this process is like, well, who's already Like, who's already congregated these people? There's people that have been doing this game for a long time, a lot longer than you, a lot longer than me, right? And they've already self-congregated these people. So I just got to figure out, like, where are these congregations at? Because if I can figure out where those congregations are at, then I can tap into them, right? And so that's where we get this concept called the Dream 100. Now, I learned this originally from a guy named Chet Holmes. I had a chance to hang out with Chet a bunch of times. He wrote the book, The Ultimate Sales Machine, which is an amazing book. Chet passed away a few years ago, but someone I've had a ton of respect for. I had a chance, actually 10 years ago, at Tony Robbins' event in Fiji, I was there. Me and Chet both spoke. We hung out a lot. And anyway, but in Chet's book, he wrote this concept called Dream 100. And what the Dream 100 is, he talked about it. He worked for Charlie Munger, who is Berkshire Hathaway. What's his name? Warren Buffett's business partner in one of his companies. And Chet was running this magazine. And I guess the time, I can't remember, I have all the details in the book, but they're like the worst magazine in their industry, had almost no advertisers. And they had a database of like 2,500 people, and they're trying to message all these people to get advertising accounts, and he couldn't do it. So Chet came in, he's like, hey, it's too hard for us to go for all these people. He's like, who are the people in our industry that buy the majority of the ads? And so we found, hey, it's like 30 people. He's like, hey, maybe it was 100, I don't know. But there's a group of people, a small group, right, that buy all the ads in our industry. So he said, instead of marketing to all 2,500 or 25,000, how many people are in there, let's just target the ones that have the most amount of money. And so he built up a list, and he started doing what he called pig-headed discipline, PhD, where he would start messaging. So every week, he'd send them something in the mail, and then 2 weeks later, he'd call them on the phone. And send them something in the mail, call them on the phone. Send them something in the mail, call them on the phone, right? The decision makers who could move the needle for him. He said after 6 months, nothing happened. And he was like kind of frustrated, but he's got pig-headed discipline. So he kept doing it. And within a year, within like, I think 7 months, he landed his first client. It was Xerox or something crazy who signed a contract. It was like the biggest advertiser they'd ever had. And then the next month, they just landed another one. And within a year or 2 years, again, all the actual details are in here. They landed like 30 of their Dream 100. And they went from the worst magazine in the industry to the top. And it was by figuring out who are the people that can drive the needle the most and creating a marketing campaign directly to them. And it was interesting. And then Chet talked about he wrote a screenplay for a movie. And the same thing, he's like, I wrote a screenplay. I want it to turn to a movie or something, but I don't know how to do it. I'm not in Hollywood. So he's like, I think it was like a Time magazine or something. It was like Hollywood's top 100 influencers or something. And he was like, that's my Dream 100. So he took it. It was like directors, producers, writers, you know, whatever. And he took it. And he's like, okay, I'm going to Dream 100 these people. So he sent a script to all 100 of these people. Then he called them on the phone. Then he sent them a gift in the mail. And they called them. And eventually, I think it was Leanne Rimes called them back. Loved the script. Got the deal, pitched it to the thing, sold it to Hollywood, and they ended up making a play out of it, I believe. Anyway, I don't remember all the details, but that was the Dream 100. So I remember reading that in Chet's original book, and then I asked him about it. I'm like, there's something here, but I don't know what it is, because I'm selling a book. I can't Dream 100 everyone and be like, hey, you should buy a copy of my free book, because it's free at TrafficSecrets.com, right? Like, it's not efficient, it would cost me too much. But then I was like, wait a minute. There are people on my list, or the people in my world, who already have congregated my Dream 100. Okay, I told you yesterday, like, I got to figure out, like, what are the blogs they're reading, right? So if I figure out, here's the blog they're reading, there's 100,000 readers of this blog who are my dream customers. Wait, who owns the blog? Who's in charge of that blog? What if I started marketing directly to that person, got to know them and send them gifts and them and whatever, and if they like it and then they make a blog post about it, I might sell 50 or 100 or 1,000 copies of my book, right? I think, who my Dream 100, like, what podcast are they listening to? And then they're like, wait. Like, if someone owns a podcast and my dream customers are listening, what if I market to the person who owns the podcast? What if I got that person to say yes, and all of a sudden they promote their podcast and I make 1,000 sales overnight? Okay. And that was where the concept of the Dream 100 was born for us. And so for the last decade of my life, this is what I've been doing. I've been figuring out who, like, in fact, yesterday, people are like, Russell, what do you do every day, all day? Like, I spent 3 hours yesterday on my phone, which is right here. My Instagram folks are watching me live on the device I use. I spent almost four hours yesterday contacting my Dream 100. That's it. Personal messages to all of them. Boom. Hey, this is Russell. I want to send you a gift. Hey, this is Russell. Hey, this is Russell. Hey, this is Russell. And that's what I did for 4 hours yesterday. Dream 100. But Russell, I thought you're trying to sell tons of your book. Why weren't you doing Facebook ads? Like, there's people doing Facebook ads, but I would rather get one person who can spend $100,000, like, paying June right now. You guys probably seen his ads for the book, right? Paying June is spending tons of money right now buying Facebook ads, promoting my book. So I can go and buy more Facebook ads myself, or I can build a relationship with Paying June because of my Dream 100. And then he promotes it and he spends $100,000 out of own pocket selling the book. Like, that's a much better way to do it, right? And so for me, This is the phase that I'm going to my Dream 100. I'm training people to write blog posts and do podcast interviews and send out emails to their list and all sorts of stuff. Okay? But that's the magic of Dream 100. So, anyway, I want you guys to get the book. Like, it took me 3 days to read it, so I can't spend all 3 days just reading the whole thing, but I want you guys to get it. So when you get the book, on page 41, this is the little chart I made of the Dream 100. It's probably going to be backwards for some of these cameras, but basically what I do is each platform, right? So Facebook, Instagram, podcasting, YouTube, email list, blogging, Google, YouTube, Pinterest, right? So I put out the categories of each of the different industries here, and then going down what I do is, okay, who on Facebook has already congregated my Dream 100, okay? And so for me, I was like, well, okay, Tony Robbins has got 3.2 million fans. Grant Cardone's got, I don't know, 2 million fans. We've got Prince Yade's got a billion fans, you know, whatever. And I start making lists of who all the people who've already congregated my Dream customers. Who are they? Where are they at? Okay, I go to Facebook. I make a list of as many as I can find. Okay, and then I'm like, okay, let me go to Instagram. Who are the influencers who've already congregated my Dream 100? And I go to Instagram, I start writing out their names. Oh, this person, this person, this person. Start listing out all their names. Then I go to podcasts, okay? Who are the podcasters who've already congregated my Dream 100? I start listing out all the names of the podcast people. Who are the YouTube channels that are already congregated my Dream 100? Who already have, a million people, a million subscribers? I can go spend the next 6 years trying to get a million subscribers. I can go to the person who already got a million subscribers. And if I can do a deal with him or her, have them make a video for me, boom, now I'm suddenly in front of a million people that fast, okay? You see how this works? Then who's got the email list in my industry? Who's the bloggers, okay? And I start making lists of all these different things, and that becomes my Dream 100, okay? And so I'm starting traffic. Again, notice that this whole book, I haven't said a single word about Facebook ads yet, right? Everyone's like, oh, I need to do Facebook ads. I need to do Google ads. Like, that comes eventually. That's like in section two in the middle. But there's all this foundational stuff that's so much easier to get traffic. Okay, when Facebook shuts you down, what are you guys going to do? You're going to be freaking out, like, I don't know what to do. And I'll be like, oh, I'm just going to call my Dream 100. They already have an email list. They already got a blog. They got a podcast. I'll just see if I can get on the podcast. Boom. And we do that with our Dream 100. So, man, this stuff's so much fun. I could go for years about this. Let me see if I want to talk about anything else today on this. Can I read you guys something? Can I read you a little piece? Are you okay with that? So, it's funny. How many of you guys know Rachel Hollis? If you don't, like, okay, last year, her book was the number two selling book in the world. The only one that beat it was Michelle Obama's book, okay? She wrote a book called Girl, Wash Your Face, and then Girl, Stop Apologizing was book number two. And it's funny because I'd never heard of her, and then I went to this mastermind retreat, and they had a list of all the different people, and one of them was a guy named Dave Hollis, who's Rachel's husband. And I didn't know who he was, and I met him, and I messaged my wife that night. I'm like, oh, I met this cool guy named Dave Hollis. And she's like, wait, Dave Hollis, is that Rachel's husband? I'm like, I don't know who's Rachel. And she's like, Rachel's like the biggest thing in the world. Anyway, so funny. And so had a chance to meet Dave and then got to meet Rachel and really, really cool. But last year we were in Puerto Rico at a mastermind event, sitting around the room and everyone's talking about, you know, their things. And it's funny because in this room, like there's like, you know, 20 people and like half of them are New York Times bestsellers. Half of them have got like 3 or 4 or 5 New York Times bestselling books. And it's just, it's kind of an intimidating room to be in, right? And we're all talking, and then someone started asking a question about how do they sell books. And everyone's giving their 2 cents. I'm just like writing, you know, things a million miles a minute. And then Rachel starts talking, and she says something that's just like, boom, drop the mic. So I'm going to read it to you. She said, it says, recently I was at a mastermind event in Puerto Rico, and I had a chance to spend time with Rachel Hollis, the author of the number one New York Times bestseller, Girl, Wash Your Face. At the time, she was in the middle of launching her new book, Girl, Stop Apologizing. As I was in the middle of writing this book, I was curious about how she had sold over a million copies of her books. I asked her for the secret to selling that many copies, and she told me, we asked ourselves this question, what are the tribes that my women are already in? What network marketing companies are they in? What Facebook groups? What Instagram channels? What hashtags are they following? After we identified these things, we tried to figure out who are the tribe owners of these women? Who do we need to become friends with? Anyone who had over 200,000 followers, we would direct message them, tell them who we were, and ask them if we could talk. We started messaging everyone. Our focus was to find the tribes and then figure out the best ways to infiltrate them. What? And I said, the Dream 100. She didn't call it that, but that's exactly what she had done to quickly become one of the best-selling authors of all time. Which is crazy. And then go on again. Quest Nutrition. How many of you guys know Quest Nutrition? Quest Bars? So Tom Billy was one of the founders of Quest Bars. He was also this mastermind group. After this, I was like researching, how in the world did he build Quest to a billion? He sold it for $1 billion. Like, how did he build that company? I remember watching it explode overnight, and then he cashed out. And I found an interview with him on the Founder podcast. And it was interesting. This is, he tells the story. He said, We had a very different approach that got a lot of people excited, not just about the product, but they felt good about the way we treated them. We went old school, researching several hundred health and fitness influencers, then sending them handwritten letters and free samples. This was all about showing an understanding of what others were trying to achieve, and that Quest was interested in helping them connect with their audience. When people are building community, they have a real sense of service to that community. We would send them free product and just say, if you like it, tell your people. And if you hate it, tell them that too. Not trying to steer people's comments, give us a pretty great recommendation. Some didn't like it and said so, but the vast majority loved it and were grateful we had shown an understanding of who they were and what they were trying to do. So they spread the word. You see what happened? Tom built a billion-dollar brand off of what? The Dream 100. It wasn't Facebook ads. It wasn't Google ads. The Dream 100. Rachel Hollis became best-selling author in the world off of what? The Dream 100. Okay? That's the concept in chapter 2. You guys, understanding who's your dream customer, where are they congregating, who is in charge of the congregation, who's the leader, who's the person that you can infiltrate. And then you got to get to know those people, right? And it's coming down to building relationships, getting to know them. How can I serve those people? Okay. I did a video on YouTube. In fact, you guys should all go to YouTube. I go to YouTube, type in Russell Brunson, Tony Robbins, Dream 100. And there's a video. It's about 10 minutes long of me showing the decade-long journey I did to Dream 100 Tony Robbins. How I became friends with him, how I became business partners with him, how I got him to promote my stuff. It wasn't me just like spamming, but hey, buy my stuff, or you know, promote me, Tony. It was like me for a decade, serving him, building a relationship with him as my Dream 100 and getting in and infiltrating that. Okay, it's a very, very powerful, really real strategy. So it's the key though. So that's the next thing, you guys, is that, and you know, even if you don't have the book yet, I mean, you should get it. It's free. So the only reason why you wouldn't get it is you must hate money or you hate traffic or, you know, one of those things. But you cover $10 shipping and handling, you can get it. But even if you don't get it for whatever reason, you still know the concept now and understanding that. And so what I would recommend doing, let me see if I can find a page. When you get the book, it's on page 41, but you don't need this book to do this. Just go make a graph like this and say, okay, who's already congregated my dream customers on Facebook, and start making a list of those names. Who's already congregated my dream 100 on Instagram, and make a list of those names. On podcasts, on YouTube, on email, on blogs, and find those people. Those are the existing congregations, right? And when you do that, my goal would be to try to get 100 people, right? So 10 people on, you know, 10 or 20 people on Facebook, 20 people on Instagram, 20 people on podcasts, 20 people, like, get 20 of them, 20 of them, all these different platforms, you have 100 people. There's your dream 100. Now, when you have that, that becomes the people you're marketing to, those 100 people, right? Because if I can get one of those 100 people to say yes, it can blow up your business. I remember when I did this exercise with the dot-com secrets book, one of my Dream 100 in my podcasting thing was JLD, John Lee Dumas, from Entrepreneur Fire. I never met him yet. Sent him a copy of the book, sent him a Dream 100 package, got to know him a little bit. He messaged me, he's like, I love your book, I want to promote it. He had me on the podcast. I think the first day he sold like 500 copies of the dot-com secrets book, okay? And I came off of one Dream 100 package, right? So if I know, like, here's 100 people, these are the people I'm marketing to, I'm serving, I'm getting to know them, I'm building relationships, and I'm going to focus on putting in the time to get to know these people, it'll pay off in dividends. Okay, so that's the first step in the traffic seekers process, is the Dream 100, getting to understand that. When we were launching ClickFunnels, it was interesting because I'm not a coder, I don't have any technical ability, so while my business partner Todd and my business partner at the time Dylan, while they were coding ClickFunnels, you're probably wondering, well, Russell, what did you do? Like, you're useless in the equation. Like, I know, I can't code. So what did I do? This is what I did. I sat there all night while they're coding, and I'm messaging people, getting to know them, building relationships. I remember my Dream 100, by the time we launched ClickFunnels, was like our Dream 328 or something. I don't know how many, but it had grown because I built all these relationships. And we launched ClickFunnels, and we grew it. And it's crazy now that, you know, ClickFunnels 5.5 years ago started. Today, we have over 100,000 active customers. Like 30% of you guys logged in yesterday, which is crazy. So 30,000 plus people logged in yesterday to build a funnel. What's crazy is that the majority of those customers came off of the following of my Dream 100, the original Dream 100 that I had set up 5 years ago. And I've been relentlessly getting to know them, building relationships, pursuing them, asking them to promote things, getting them to use ClickFunnels. I've been building free funnels for tons of them. Like I put in the hard work for Dream 100. And on the back side of that has been, you know, a company that does hundreds of millions of dollars a year. So anyway, I hope that helps getting the wheels you had spinning. That's just secret number 2, the Dream 100. So, all right, we're like 5 or 6 days into this, you guys. We've gotten through the introduction, secret 1 and secret 2. Has it been good so far? You learning good stuff? If you like this, comment down below. Be like, that's awesome. If you're like, that was lame, Russell, I don't need traffic, I hate traffic and money, then be like, that was lame, I don't care. Let me know what other way. The more that you tell me, the better I know how to do these, and I can keep doing them if you guys like them. I'm enjoying it. Hopefully you are as well. Again, here's your call to action. for you guys. If you don't have a copy of the book yet, we're in pre-order right now. You can get it at trafficseekers.com. The books actually ship May 5th, but you can download the audiobook tonight and listen to it this weekend. Binge listen. And start getting these principles into your brain. The more you understand them, the better. A lot of you guys ask about this box set. This is all three of my books, new updated hardbound versions of the .com Secrets, Expert Secrets, and Traffic Secrets, as well as this new workbook called Unlock the Secrets as well. The only place to get this at is the upsell. So there you go. When you get a copy of the book, the first order form bump is the audiobooks. You say yes to that, you'll get the audiobook. And then if you want to get all the updated hardbound versions, that is, the only way to get those is after you buy the book, we make an offer where you can get them all at a discount. So that's the only way to get those. Again, the box set ships May 5th, but the audiobooks are there now, so you can start listening ASAP. So that's number one. Someone said, where do I download if I already bought? If you go back to trafficseekers.com, there's a link there that says login. Click on login, and you can log into your members there. It's got all the bonuses, the videos. There's like 5 hours of videos there as well. There's a whole bunch of cool stuff you get when you get the book for free. And then over here, this weekend, as you guys are wondering what to do, go binge watch stuff on Funnelflix. We have a premiere week for free. You can go, and you can watch Frank Kern's presentation today for free. Each day it unlocks free presentations to get you to fall in love with Funnelflix. So we're now part of the streaming wars. ClickFunnels is taking on Disney Plus and Amazon, and it's all there for you guys as well. One thing I'm going to kind of end with, I talked about this at the very beginning, but those who logged in a little late, is the Mañana Principle. And I want to just re-stress this because things can help you guys during this time of crisis. So right now everyone's stressing out, right, because of all the the economic turmoil. And so what I'm going to do is I want you to take that stress, and I want you to stress about it mañana, tomorrow. So take that and like, tomorrow I'll worry about today. I'm focusing on planting seeds for my future. Okay, start planting seeds. Planting seeds of like reading book, creating funnels, building stuff, making videos, publishing, whatever your seeds are, start planting those seeds ASAP. Okay? Because harvest is coming. But if you don't plant now, you're gonna be screwed when the harvest comes. So start planting your seeds right now. Okay? So, and take all the stress of the coronavirus or whatever you're stressing about, put it like tomorrow, mañana, we'll worry about that. And then all this stuff you normally do tomorrow, which is the planting of the seeds, like, oh, I'll plan tomorrow. I'm going to study tomorrow. I'll build a funnel tomorrow. I'll make a video tomorrow. I'll publish tomorrow. It's time to stop and take that to today, moving that forward. And we're going to do it right now. Does that sound good? That's the game plan, you guys. Appreciate you all. Thanks for hanging out. This has been a fun week so far. Hopefully you're enjoying the time with your family and your loved ones. Make sure to prepare yourself, you guys. We don't know what's going to happen, but the best way thing you can be possibly doing right now is planting seeds for tomorrow. The harvest will come. If you have not planted during the season of planting, you're going to be in trouble. So now is the time. Appreciate you guys. Thanks for everything. Go get your book, TravisSeekers.com, then FunnelFlix.com. Go have some fun, and have a great weekend. Thanks, everybody. We'll talk to you guys all again soon. Bye, everybody. Hey, everybody. This is Russell again. And really quick, I just opened up a texting community, which means you can text me your questions. And right now, I'm spending anywhere between 10 and 30 minutes every single day answering questions through text message to people who are on the podcast. And so I wanted you to stop everything you're doing, pull your phone out, and actually text me a message, okay? Now, the phone number you need to text is 208-231-3797. Once again, it's 208-231-3797. When you text me, just say hello, and then what's going to happen is it'll add you to my phone, and then it'll send you back a message where you can add me to your phone, and then we can start having conversations. On top of that, through this texting community is where I'm going to be giving out free swag, giving away free copies of my book, let you know about book signings, about times I'm coming to your local area, and a whole bunch more. So I want to make sure you are on this list. On top of that, every single day I'm sending out my favorite quotes, my favorite frameworks, and things you can get for free only through my texting platform. So what you need to do right now is pull out your phone and text me at area code 208-231-3797. One more time, that's 208-231-3797. I can't wait to hear from you right now.